Your taxes hold the key.
It's tax season. Self-employed persons, companies, partnerships, and employed persons with additional sources of income, remember to file your final income tax return for 2017 and estimated return for 2018 on or before March 15 online at jamaicatax.gov.jm. File on time and avoid interest and penalties. For additional information, contact our customer care center at 1-888-TAX-HELP. That's 1-888-829-4357. Or visit the March 15 Hub on our website. This has been your Tax Tip in 60 Seconds, brought to you by Tax Administration Jamaica.
On Get the Facts this week, we tell you about the School Days Count initiative under the Program of Advancement Through Health and Education, PATH. The Program of Advancement Through Health and Education, PATH, provides assistance to Jamaica's poor and vulnerable, largely through the provision of conditional cash grants. As a condition of assistance, PATH beneficiaries are required to meet certain requirements, such as regular school or health center attendance, in order to continue receiving benefits. The government has launched a $5.9 million initiative aimed at increasing secondary school attendance for PATH students. Dubbed School Days Count, the two-year initiative will be rolled out from February to April in 34 institutions that have below 70% attendance levels. It will offer a range of cash and non-cash incentives to parents and schools to boost student turnout. These include 10 scholarships, each valued at $250,000, to students who will be starting tertiary studies in September 2018. Social Security Minister Shahini Robinson says $4 million will be spent during the first year of the program and another $1.9 million in the second year.
We hope to accomplish a dramatic shift in attitudes so that PATH beneficiaries and the rest of the school population will be motivated to attend school 100% of all the days. We hope to increase the compliance by 10% in schools with less than 70% compliance by June 2018. We strongly believe that children should have a chance to achieve their fullest potential so they can make a meaningful contribution to nation building and economic growth.
The School Days Count program also hopes to give more exposure to post-secondary education and career options provided through PATH and the Steps to Work program. As part of the initiative, a public education campaign will be undertaken, geared at creating awareness among parents and students about the importance of attending school consistently. One way the message will be spread is through demonstrating the correlation between absent days and lessons lost. Minister Robinson says the government is committed to ensuring that children have a fair chance of achieving their full potential.
We must not ignore the fact that our social safety net assessments have indicated that a child with an annual 85% attendance would still have missed the equivalent of up to 6 weeks of classes or 180 lessons. It follows, therefore, that the onus is on all parents, caregivers, guardians, to ensure that their children attend school at all times to ensure that they benefit optimally from the education opportunities being offered.
PATH is an initiative of the Government of Jamaica with support from donor partners such as the World Bank, Inter-American Development Bank, and other multilateral and bilateral agencies. The program is administered by the Ministry of Labor and Social Security and is guided by objectives such as increasing educational attainment, improving health outcomes of the poor, and breaking the intergenerational cycle of poverty. What would you like to get the facts on? Send feedback to radio at jis.gov.jm. Connect with us at JIS News on Twitter, Instagram at JIS Voice, and interact with us on Facebook at Jamaica Information Service. That's it for this week's edition of Get the Facts. I'm Twyla Whelan, inviting you to join us again next week for more. Get
the
Facts.
The panic button on the Stay Alert mobile app is programmed to respond once a stress-related request is detected. Do not press the button unless it's for a police-related emergency. A message from the Jamaica Information Service.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.